and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Roisin Hasty.
And me, Christian Hugill.
We're going to be co-hosting for a bit because I'm off on maternity leave soon, which is very exciting. And I'll be leaving Christian here in charge of the podcast while I'm away.
It's a very brave thing you've done. I mean, it's an honour, but it's brave on your part, Roisin.
It's actually very helpful to have you involved for this week's episode, Christian, because we're focusing on Virgin Radio Pride, which you've actually been involved with.
Yeah, so it's a pop-up radio station running until the end of August.
Pride, it means different things to different people.
It's about claiming and celebrating who we are.
It's not only party time, it's solidarity time.
The ability to be who you are, to be proud of who you are.
I'm a lesbian, I'm married, just being honest and out.
You know, two gay women being on the radio together, It's huge.
Virgin Radio Pride has been proud to further the LGBTQ plus conversation over the last few months.
And the big aim of Virgin Radio Pride is to make a difference for the LGBTQ plus community, celebrate its culture, and just provide something in the Pride season that the LGBTQ community can be proud of and that really makes a difference. And I've been making a couple of sports documentaries.
Well, it sounds amazing, which is why we wanted to find out more. And I caught up with one of the station's presenters, Shivani Darve, who hosts the evening show between 7:45 and 11 p.m. I started by asking them how they got involved.
Yeah, so I got this email. I've got a website and nobody really contacts me through that. I don't know why I've got it. ShivaniDarve.co.uk, if you want to look at that. I've got this website and I was sort of thinking about what I wanted to do with my career and not sure how to, you know, make the next step and knew kind of where I wanted to go, didn't know how to get there. And I got this message from somebody and I thought my friend was pulling a prank on me because I screenshotted it and I said, have you ever heard of this guy? Because I think he's quite important. And my friend was like laughing loads, sent me a voice note laughing. And I thought this is definitely a joke. But I got an email from a guy called Mike Cass. And I was like, surely he doesn't want to email me. And so I rang the number that was in the email. And I said, hello, kind of skeptically, because I thought maybe this was just gonna, my friend was gonna answer the phone or, and it was just gonna be a big joke and we'd all laugh about it. But it was Mike Cass and he said, oh, actually, you know, I've seen your stuff. I've heard you on the radio and I want to know if you want to have a show on my radio station. And I sort of said, is this actually Mike Cass? Who is this? Prove yourself.
Verify your identity.
Yeah, I've got a security question for you. But now Mike and I laugh about that. I 100% thought he was just a joke that my friends were pulling, but turns out their sense of humour isn't that good.
So you've been involved in Virgin Radio Pride since it started. This is now the second time the pop-up station's existed. How does it feel second time around?
It feels great. It feels like being on Virgin Radio Pride last year was about being able to express myself. It was completely new. I could do whatever I wanted on it. And I was still quite green to presenting. So I feel like with this time, we are really building on the conversations that we started. We are having a lot more fun. I think I'm allowed to say that. It was fun last year, but it's a lot more fun this time when you kind of know what you're doing a little bit more. And it feels like we're moving things along. The first year definitely felt like we're here and we're queer. And this year definitely feels like here's what we're doing about it. Here's what we're saying. Here's how we're connecting with the community. Here's how we are empowering the community, all of those kinds of important things.
Mm-hmm. And as a station, the aim is to sort of give a platform to LGBTQ plus discussions through documentaries, through music, through what you're talking about on air. Do you feel that there was a need for that before?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I have never really felt all that comfortable talking that openly about my identity or talking so openly about some of the experiences that other parts of the LGBTQIA plus community are experiencing. And having this space that allows us to have that platform is incredible. And I know there are incredible podcasts, loads of great podcasts that are trying to do that work. But having a national radio station, being given that platform, being given that support as well by the managers and the production team and everybody who's behind it, from social to the music to everything, is incredible, because we've never really had anything like that in the UK. I mean, there have been community radio stations and things like that that have run to sort of champion the community. But having this kind of investment from a big organization, a very well-established radio platform, just shows how dedicated they are to their commitment of the LGBTQIA plus community.
What have you found that the response from listeners has been like? Because you obviously see interaction coming in through texts, through social media, and that's built into the shows as well.
Yeah, I find that, I mean, the whole reason for doing radio is for the listeners, because you could just talk to yourself in an empty room without a microphone and save yourself some money that way. It is incredible. It can be quite emotional and sad sometimes. People reach out and they tell you things that they might not have ever told anybody else, and they feel like they can tell you because they form this bond with you. They think, you know, you're a safe person to talk to. And I hope, you know, all my listeners feel that we are friends. Sometimes people can come to you with really hard hitting stuff, which makes it feel like it's all the more important that we do have this station. And then some people are there because they're living their best life and they know who they are, what they're about. They've got it all figured out and they just want to have a good party. So we've got that covered for them as well. But it can be a complete range of things. I don't want to like do any specific examples. I don't want to like identify anybody, but people have reached out to me sort of saying that they feel like by having listened to the station, they're more comfortable with their sexuality, or they've never heard the words to describe how they feel about their gender ever sort of said out loud, and they never knew how to express that, but it meant a lot that they heard somebody talking about that. And they're sort of looking into what their gender identity might be for them now. And those kinds of things are really important.
Mm-hmm. I love the positivity that's associated with it being at the core of the programming behind the station. It's not like when you get other national stations who have, you know, remits that cover all sorts of topics. And when there is something LGBTQ plus, it's sort of like a break from the other service that they offer. But this is essentially 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, the LGBTQ plus community is like part of every single element of society. So we're going to be talking about sport loads when the Women's Euros are on. And that doesn't mean that we're not an LGBTQ plus station anymore. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be talking about LGBTQ plus issues. But there are other things that affect us that aren't just the LGBTQ plus stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just about how we look at things as a community, how we're framing things and how things might affect us slightly differently. And being able to champion that is incredible, and keep it positive, because I think so often when you talk about LGBTQ plus people in the media, there's always a sort of quote unquote two sides. And the aim of our station is to hear from the community, see what they're about, you know, listen to them. It's not one homogenous group that all has the same opinion on everything. So there is always a little bit of back and forth. But above everything else, we keep it respectful. And we just want to hear from the people with the lived experience talking about the things that matter the most to them.
Mm-hmm. You said since it first started, you've seen this like evolution of the pop-up station now that it's in its like second generation. Is there anything you've got lined up this time around that you are particularly excited about?
Yeah, there's loads of stuff to do with sport. There's loads of stuff on basically every topic that you could imagine. Last year, we were very much introducing some of these topics. And this year, we are definitely building on that conversation. What I'm most excited about is the fact that on the 1st of July, it was the 50th anniversary of the Gay Liberation Front's first ever Pride March in the UK. And it was a group of activists who were there to protest the unequal age of consent for gay men. And their under 21 group sort of took charge of it, had this incredible protest. I think only 2,000 people, maybe 3,000 people turned up to it. And now we have Pride events all over the UK, what millions turn out for, which is incredible. But on the 1st of July, there is a protest all about the Gay Liberation Front's original march and recreating that route and bringing back some of the community aspects of what Pride is all about the need for community solidarity, some of the protest elements that are slightly lost in some of the prides these days. That's all happening. And I'm making a documentary about that was out on the 1st, which I was very excited about. That's sort of my favorite thing that I've been working on at the moment. Really, really proud of that. And also to just capture some of that history has been incredible.
That's amazing. So you've been involved in sort of like documentary making as well as presenting within this project.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I made a podcast called The Logbooks, which is all about LGBTQ plus history, and thought nobody would listen to it because I didn't know who else was interested in it. And it turns out people are, and it's been very hard for me to switch off that part of my brain. So not only is The Logbooks being broadcast on Virgin Radio Pride every Tuesday evening from 6 till 7, little plug, but we found that there is this whole community out there who want to know more about our history. So I begged, borrowed and stole some time for documentary work, and luckily they let me. So
I love that. I love the ambition, because that is something that comes up time and time again on this podcast, is people say, if you have something you're interested in, podcast it, because there'll be people out there that want to listen to it. And that's kind of testament to the fact that you started something and look where it's developed onto now.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. The logbooks are sort of my pet project, a passion project, a labor of love, but I'm so proud of it and can't believe what it's become. To be played on a national radio station, to be, you know, award-winning and all of those things, I never imagined that would happen. I never imagined I'd be here, to be honest. It's been quite a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm sure. And has that always been something that's important to you in your career in broadcasting, that you've done projects that feel true to you and that you feel like you can make progress with?
Okay, so I'm going to completely level with you. Mm-hmm. That has been my whole attitude about my whole life.
That's incredible.
I studied physics at university because I was very driven by whatever I found exciting at the time. And at the time that was physics, and I still love physics. And then I got into student radio and I was like, this is the new thing. And I was like, let's mix the two. And I did some science reporting at the BBC and at the Guardian and places like that. And then I was more and more drawn to the radio stuff. And I started discovering more about LGBT history. And I was drawn to making things about that because I couldn't find much elsewhere. And so, yeah, I think it's been like a complete roller coaster. I've moved around in lots of different ways. You know, less than 10 years ago, I thought I'd be working in a lab.
what a gear change.
Yeah. And now I'm not working in a lab. I'm doing something completely different. And that has all been driven by my passion of just working on whatever I think inspires me.
Well, on that note, what would be your three pieces of advice that you would want to pass on to anyone listening to this that you feel like you've learned so far along your career?
I think the first key thing is like 101, but always make sure you're actually recording. If you don't start recording when you're planning to and you've done the whole interview, it's very tricky to get somebody to redo the interview, and it's always better the first time around. So always remember to hit record and double, triple, quadruple check that.
We've all made that mistake as well.
Yeah. I think if you're curious about something or you have an interest in something, then see how you can make that into a community via podcasting, via radio. You will be able to share basically every single story through this powerful medium. And it's an incredible way to be able to platform some of the hobbies or interests that you might have and some of the voices that you feel inspired by or motivated by or emotive in any way by. It's a powerful space to do that. So let yourself just be free with the ideas of whatever kind of radio show or podcast you want to make and go and make it. And try not to take yourself too seriously. I think when I was first in radio, I tried to make myself seem a bit more professional I tried to make myself seem a little bit, I don't know, I don't even know what it was. I dressed in a way that wasn't me. I tried to make my voice sound a little bit deeper, so I sounded maybe a little bit more old and experienced, and I behaved in ways that weren't really letting my personality shine through. And that's all kind of nonsense. I mean, there was a bit of imposter syndrome because you can sometimes feel like if you are young in the radio industry, people don't take you seriously. But if you let yourself be authentic, people can see that. And that is the thing that makes commissioners or editors or managers or programmers feel connected to you. They don't want to see someone with a front. They want to see you for who you are and what you've got to say. So be yourself.
Great advice from Shivani. And you can listen to Virgin Radio Pride until the end of August.
Can I plug my documentary in this bit? Is that allowed?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. So on Thursday, the 21st of July, the first of my two documentaries airs. It is called The Rise of LGBT Plus Football Fan Groups. It is at 6 p.m. And we're looking at, as I say, football fan groups, the likes of Fox's Pride, Pride of Irons, and why they've become such a massive thing across UK football in the last few years. Why they're so important and why to some they've even been life-saving. And Roisin, if that's not a good plug, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Thanks, Christian. And we're going to be back, both of us, next week for another episode featuring radio legend Simon Mayo, who I interviewed at the Radio Academy's Summer Social.
I'm very jealous of that, a proper legend. And if you can't wait until then, members can watch the whole video now on our website. It's £3 a month to sign up. And of course, we really appreciate the support.
Thanks for listening.